This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir, speaking in Jakarta Tuesday, said the kingdom is committed to a comprehensive investigation into the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, an event that he added must never happen again. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says he will reveal the naked truth about the killing in remarks Tuesday. His spokesman Ibrahim Kalin said nothing will remain under wraps regarding this incident. A spokesman for the ruling Justice and Development Party said the killing was planned in an extremely savage manner, and there has been an effort to cover it up. Riyadh initially said Khashoggi left the consulate. President Donald Trump, who spoke earlier Monday with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, said top U.S. officials are gathering information in Riyadh and Ankara and will report to him later.
We will know very soon. We have tremendously talented people that do this stuff very well. They're coming back tonight, tomorrow, and I will know very soon. And I am not satisfied with what I've heard.
Several countries, including Germany, Britain, France, and Canada, have pressed Saudi Arabia for transparency. Jeremy Hunt is the British Foreign Secretary.
Saudi Arabia must cooperate with Turkey and conduct a full and credible investigation. Anyone found responsible for any offense must be held fully accountable.
President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, who has developed a personal relationship with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, called on him to be transparent, telling him the world is watching. The United States Monday raised concerns about voting irregularities in Cameroon, the same day that longtime ruler, 85-year-old Paul Biya, was declared the winner in a landslide, winning over 70% of the vote in the October 7 ballot. Mr. Biya, who has been in power since 1982, the longest-serving African leader, won a seventh term despite reports of violence and fraud. This is VOA News. President Trump reaffirmed Monday his intention to withdraw from the 1987 Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces, or INF, treaty, accusing Russia of violating its terms.
Russia has not adhered to the agreement. This should have been done years ago. Until people come to their senses, we have more money than anybody else by far, we'll build it up. Until they come to their senses. When they do, then we'll all be smart and we'll all stop.
His comments came as his national security adviser, John Bolton, was in Moscow to discuss the matter with Russian officials. A Kremlin spokesman warned such a move could make the world more dangerous. U.S. officials believe Moscow is developing and has deployed a ground-launched system in breach of the treaty. Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May sought to persuade skeptical members of the Parliament to back her plan for leaving the European Union by next March.
Serving our national interest will demand that we hold our nerve through these last stages of the negotiations, the hardest part of all. It will mean not giving in to those who want to stop Brexit with a politician's vote.
Ms. May is seeking a final arrangement with Brussels on post-Brexit relations. One obstacle is the future border separating Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, which will remain in the EU. Divisions over her plan within the ruling Conservative Party are seen as a threat to her leadership. The U.S.-led coalition fighting Islamic State militants in Syria said it struck a mosque in the east on Monday, being used by the insurgent group as a command center. A coalition statement said several buildings were destroyed and several IS militants killed in the village of Susa. A similar strike occurred Thursday. The coalition said at that time 12 IS fighters were killed, but the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights insisted 18 civilians, including many children, were also killed. A member of the NATO fighting force in Afghanistan was killed, two wounded Monday in an apparent insider attack in western Herat province. While the Taliban claimed responsibility, a NATO statement indicates the attack was carried out by a member of the Afghan security forces. An earthquake measuring 5.7 magnitude struck Tuesday off Taiwan and was felt strongly in Taipei, but there were no immediate reports of casualties or damage. Hurricane Willa is now a Category 5 storm in the Pacific, heading toward the western coast of Mexico. Willa packs sustained winds of 260 kilometers per hour and is expected to make landfall later Tuesday with 6-meter-high waves. On Wall Street Monday, the benchmark Dow Jones fell nearly 130 points to 25,317. Investors appear to be awaiting the release of earnings reports scheduled later this week. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.